Welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into education in mid-Missouri. I'm Sarah Kellogg. Current and aspiring writers alike in Columbia have the opportunity to hear discussions and advice from fellow writers this week during the Words Matter Conference. KBIA's Sarah Shariari sat down with Mary Kay Blakely, an editor of the book Words Matter, Writing to Make a Difference, to talk about the origins of the book and how she, and a team of students, gathered the words of journalists for an anthology not just for other reporters, but for the public.
How did you get the idea to do this? It's such a tremendous project to take on.
Who knew it would take 6 years? But that was partly because I keep in touch with my students. I mean, motherhood is motherhood, but teaching is something else because you get 50 new people a year. And a lot of them, especially those who went into magazine writing as I had done, would send me clips of what they were publishing. And when I saw those clips and when I read them, I thought, this is fantastic. It has to live longer than between the two paper covers of a magazine. So I thought, well, what can we do? How can we gather these? So there was one point where we had more than 500 essays that we had to sift through and choose from, and it was very difficult because they all could live longer than a magazine lived.
When you started to get the essays and you started to shape the book, what sort of value were you looking for the book to have? Is it a book for journalists? Is it a book for casual readers? Is it a book for classrooms? Who were you thinking is going to read this?
You know, I didn't think first about audience, but I did think about the pieces, and I thought, they all have to be timeless. They can't be dated. So this can't be a topic that nobody's going to know anything about 2 years from now. And then after I did that, I thought, okay, who will read it? And I thought, anybody who reads magazines would be interested in reading the best of magazines. And then I started thinking, but, you know, if you're a writing teacher, whether you're in an institution like MU or the J School, or whether you're in the community teaching a community of writers, writers always love to read good writing because it makes us pay attention to what makes good writing. So I thought of it as a general reader audience first, and then I thought of it as a writing book that could be useful. So, of course, when, you know, the director of University of Missouri Press said, we need a common theme, and I thought, the only common theme we have here is it's all good writing.
There are very short essays, very personal essays, very long investigations. Mm-hmm. So it's a real variety. Are there any that just absolutely stand out to you?
I have to say Shane Epping's essay is one that really stood out mm-hmm. for me because he was first a photographer and then a writer, and I think he's equally good at both. But when he went through the issue that he went through that he describes in this book about learning when his wife was in their first pregnancy, that she had a birth defect that was probably going to mean she wasn't going to live longer than 6 weeks. He wrote about that, and of course his feelings about it were still so raw, but he was able to capture the poignancy of that moment. And I just heard from some readers who are looking through the book now, and that essay stands out for them, too. And there are so many essays in the book. I could look at each one of them because, of course, we spent a long time on each essay and say, I'm so glad I have that in the book.
For more information on Words Matter, Writing to Make a Difference, you can visit kbia.org or wordsmatteranthology.com. That's all for this week's exam. Thanks for listening.